An act of compassion.
He told me he had a surgery. I said, if you need anything, just let me know.
That's an odd thing to do for a customer in a grocery store.
Or was it just an act?
And we started becoming friends.
Get to the money part.
To collect some cash.
I was telling him my problems.
What kind of problems do you have? I thought you wanted to take care of his problems.
Judge Judy.
She took you for a sucker.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
David Blaine is suing his ex-girlfriend, April Diaz, for unpaid loans to pay her bills.
Order. All rise.
Judge, this is case number 142 on the calendar in the matter of Blint versus Diaz.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Diaz, how old are you?
43.
Do you have family?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about your family.
I have two daughters. I have a 23-year-old daughter, and I have a 5-year-old daughter.
Do they live with you?
Yes, they do.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at a grocery store. I'm a supervisor.
How long have you worked there?
2 years.
When did you meet Mr. Blint?
A year ago.
Where?
At the grocery store where I work in Coronado.
Did you become friends?
We became friends and talked around March.
March of what?
March of 2011.
Tell me how you became friends and talked.
As a customer, he would come in and we would talk just for briefly, just 1 minute. He told me he had a surgery. He actually showed it to me. I feel very bad for him. I said, if you need anything, just let me know. I gave him my phone number.
That's odd, Miss Diaz. That's an odd thing to do for a customer in a grocery store.
Well, I gave him my number.
But that's odd. You do understand that.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You know, I feel sorry for him.
Why did you feel sorry for him? He had surgery. He was coming to the grocery store. He wasn't incapacitated.
Well, he told me he didn't have nobody. He was having a hard time. All he was buying is just small stuff because he didn't have nobody to cook for him. So anyways, he called me. We started having coffee, having lunch, and we started becoming friends. And we started talking. We would talk about...
I heard you talking. I get to the money part.
He offered me, some money.
He offered you some money. Why would he offer you some money?
Because when we were talking in our conversations and our lunches, I was telling him, my problems and everything like that.
What kind of problems do you have? I thought you wanted to take care of his problems.
I didn't have no problems, ma'am.
Well, then what are you telling him about your problems? Well, if you didn't have any problems...
It's the most basic problems that everybody has every single month, paying your bills, paying your stuff. And he tells me, I go to the casinos a lot. And I said, oh, okay. And I went some money. Okay. And he says, well, maybe I can help you out. And he asked me, what are your problems? So I told him the same thing.
What do you mean you told him the same thing? I don't know what the same thing is.
First, he asked me, how much money do you make? And I said, well, this is how much I make. He goes, that's a joke. That's how much I throw money at the casinos. And he laughed about it. And I said, well, you know what? Real people, when they go to work, this is how much money they make. And that's how much I make. Then we were walking back to work because my lunch was over. He says, here, help you out with your problems. So I said, what is this? He goes, just go ahead, take care of your problems.
So what did he give you?
He gave me money.
How much?
I counted it after I got off of work, and it was about $400.
Was it in $100 bills or $20 bills?
$100 bills.
You waited until you got off from work to count four $100 bills?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now this friend of yours that you were going to help now has helped you out and given you $400. What else?
As we keep continuing having lunches and having conversations, there was a time where, he grabbed me from my arm and very hard, and I was like, wait a second, something's wrong with this guy. I said, you know what? I have to go back in. And he asked me why. I go, I have to go back into work. I have to go get some money because I need gas and I'm running out of gas. He goes, well, how much is it that you need? And I said, I don't know, $40. I was just trying to get out of the situation that I was in because I didn't like the way he was holding into my arm very hard. And I said, something's not right with this guy.
Everything. So I have to go inside to get money for gas is what you came up with?
That's all I came up with.
Yeah. Okay. And?
So he says, here.
So he gave you some more money for gas?
Yes.
How much?
$40.
What else?
And then there was another occasion.
Well, is this before or after he grabbed you tight by the arm?
He grabbed me tight by my arm.
Just a second. Is this other occasion that you're going to tell me about before or after you got scared when he grabbed you by the arm?
This is another, well, when he grabbed me by my arm.
I heard about the $40.
Uh-huh.
I heard.
This was another occasion.
Before or after?
After.
So you saw him again after. Where did you see him again after?
Well, we were walking on the streets.
What do you mean you were walking on the streets?
We were on our way to have some coffee.
So you went out with him again?
Yes.
So after you got scared and disappeared, and you went out with him again for coffee, and?
Once again, I told him we had a great conversation. I thought he was a very nice, generous man. We kept talking. He kept telling me a little bit of his life.
Get to the money.
He went and go ahead and told me, how much money do you need? And I go, are those your problems? And I'm like, what problems? And then he tells me, I have to go back.
How much money did he give you?
He didn't give me money. He asked me for one of the pay stuff for my check, for my checkbook, because I had to go back to work.
Okay,
and he made a deposit in my account.
He told you that he was going to put money in your account, and you said, here is one of my deposit slips, so you'll know how to do that, or something from your checkbook, so you know how to put it in my account. It has my number on it. This is what you gave him.
Yeah, I just took it off, gave it to him, and that was it. I assuming that he was going to put $50. I didn't know how much money he put in there until Friday. And that's when I found out that he put about, I believe it was about $300 or $400.
You don't see anything wrong with your behavior? You don't see anything wrong with your behavior? That doesn't require a lot of thought process.
I thought the guy was nice and generous, and he was good.
You don't see anything wrong with your conduct?
No, I don't, ma'am. Because I thought this person right here, Mr. Dave, I thought he was a nice person. I thought we were friends.
You already knew he wasn't, according to you, a nice person, because he grabbed you by the arm and you wanted to get away from him.
The second time he did it,
then yes. You took more money from him.
No, I didn't.
You did. You gave him the receipt from your checkbook so that he could deposit money in your account. According to you, you thought maybe he would put in $50 there, but it turns out he put in $300 or $400 there. That's after he grabbed you by the arm.
The second time he did it, that's when I decided, and I called him and I said,
you
know what?
You don't understand that there's something wrong with your conduct?
No.
Big enough. All right, Mr. Blinn.
Yes.
You gave her approximately $800.
Correct.
When was she supposed to pay you back?
She was getting, she is in the union. She said that within a certain amount of months, she was going to get a raise. She also, she has
just
a five.
Just a second. That's what you said in your papers.
Yes.
She said she was going to pay you back when she got a raise.
Well, there was one other stipulation. The father of her five-year-old was, she said, 3 months behind in his child support, which was $750 a month. And I said, well, you know, he works for the city. It's not hard to get. And she said, well, that's already being taken care of. So when I get that, then I'm going to be able to pay you back, whatever.
Okay. Listen, Mr. Blinn, I'm going to make this very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
For me, anyway. How much were you making in your job in February of 2011?
$12 an hour.
And how much are you making in June of 2011?
$12.
So you didn't get a raise?
And I've never
Just answer my question. So you didn't get a raise?
No.
Did you get the back child support from the father of your five-year-old? That's either a yes or a no.
He's never been late. So I never said that to him.
So the father of your five-year-old has never been late with child support?
No, he hasn't.
Probably one of the few people in the country. Mr. Blinn, she took you for a sucker. That's not a loan. That means she's not a nice person. Because if what she says in her answer is true, because it's different from what she's saying here, let me tell you what she said in her answer. David is only suing me because I wouldn't date him. He is an abusive man and he needs to leave me alone.
It's true. He is an abusive man.
Listen to me, Miss Diaz.
Can I talk?
No, listen to me. That's your problem.
I do care. Because you know how many females are out there.
Put your ears on, Miss Diaz. Nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody's listening to you.
I would like you to listen.
Nobody's listening.
Please.
Nobody's listening to you, because what I'm telling you is, you don't take money from men who you know have an interest in you, because that was clear, if I believe you, which I don't because I think you're a liar. If I believed you, you said the second time you got money from him was after he grabbed you by the arm and hurt you, and you wanted to get away from him. So you said, I need gas money. He gave you $40, and you took it. And then you saw him again and told him again that you needed money. And again, he said, I'll give you money.
I didn't need money.
I'm speaking.
He's after it.
Pay attention.
He gave it to me.
I have to explain something to you. This is my program.
I understand.
So if they are going to cut off somebody's microphone, it's going to be yours. Okay. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
I just want you to understand that clearly.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What I'm telling you is there's something wrong with a woman taking money from a man who says he's a friend, but she knows in here and in here that she's playing him along because he gives her money.
And later today,
I had called my landlord and let him know, and he said, well, she wants...
Don't tell me what he said. That's hearsay.
Okay, exactly. And he said she needed to call him to get his name.
What word? Don't. You can't tell me what he okay. said. Didn't you understand?
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Blinn says ex-girlfriend April Diaz owes for loans to pay her bills. April claims David gave her the money and then called it a loan when she broke up with him.
Okay, listen, Miss Diaz, I'm dismissing his case because I don't think he ever made you any loans. And if he did, the contract that he says was when you got a raise, you said you would pay him back, which you never did, so you don't have to pay him back because you were earning $12 in February, a month before you started to take money from him, and you're earning the same $12 now. So that eventuality never happened. So even if I believed him that there was a loan, the contract was never fulfilled because you can't fulfill it because you didn't get a raise. What I'm telling you is there's something wrong with a woman taking money from a man who says he's a friend, but she knows in here and in here that she's playing him along because he gives her money. So, Miss Diaz, I'm dismissing his case. That doesn't make you a nice person. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I probably didn't want to go along with his whatever he had planned.
I accomplished what I wanted to.
I just thought he was nice, a nice man, and a very kind.
I took one for the team.
I never asked him for any money.
It continued on and on.
He grabbed my arm.
And, you know, I'm stupid, but not that stupid.
Telling me that he has a profile.
That's ridiculous.
Extremely careful. Extremely careful.
I didn't know what she was talking about. I don't have the slightest idea.
They're not your friends when they tell you they're your friends.
Maybe she found somebody with more money. I have no idea.
No, I never did. I would never take advantage of anybody.
You just do the best you can, whatever.
Get to know people a lot better.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martin versus Moreno. Step forward.
20-year-old Alicia Martin is suing her ex-boyfriend, 25-year-old Harley Moreno, for an unpaid loan to pay off his car.
Miss Moreno, Mr. Martin was a boyfriend of yours. You signed a lease with an apartment together.
Yes.
You lived in the apartment for a short period of time. You decided it wasn't working out. You moved out. It was a one-bedroom apartment. You claim that you have a promissory note from Mr. Moreno for some money that you lent him for a car.
Yes, I do.
Some time ago. And he says that you stuck him with the rent on the apartment, moved out on the lease. He can hardly afford to maintain the apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment, and he has a counterclaim. Now, when did you make this loan to him for a car?
On July 18, 2010.
Do you have that promissory note?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. Okay, so Mr. Moreno, you did sign this?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you pay her?
I paid $300 total on this loan.
Okay, so you owe her $1,220.
As far as that loan goes, yes.
Okay, there you go, that makes it easy. Now, tell me about the apartment, sir.
Okay, the apartment we had moved in on August 5th, and we had...
August 5th, 2010.
Yes, and we had signed a year lease and stating upon moving in, we have a deposit, which was first month's rent of $480 plus.
You put that down, which I assume you'll get back.
Okay, we were going to half it, is what we were going to do.
I know, but you didn't, so you put it all down.
Yes.
But you're still living in the apartment.
Yes.
So you're going to get that back when you move out.
Yes.
Then it'll be all yours.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
That's easy.
Yes, I was just starting from the beginning.
Okay, so. Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I almost lost my place. I had to have my mom pay my bills for me so I wouldn't get thrown out of there.
Great.
And,
that's
you know, that helped both of our credits.
Listen to
so
me.
Neither one of us had an eviction.
Are you trying to talk over me?
No.
That's not going to work.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Alicia Martin says ex-boyfriend Harley Moreno borrowed money to pay off his car and has never paid her back. Harley is countersuing for a broken apartment lease.
Now, all I want to know is you moved in August 5th, 2010. Miss Martin moved out when?
I want to say 7 days after that. I don't know the exact date, but it was between the 10th and the 13th.
Of August?
Of August.
Tell me why.
We were not getting along. Before we moved in, I had gotten sick. I had an emergency appendectomy, and I was in the hospital. So when we were supposed to move in, I was in the hospital, and her family and my family moved everything in. And as soon as I got out of the hospital, it was nothing but arguing and fighting, and I'm a primary parent of my son, so I have my son there all the time, and I wasn't going to be fighting with my son, and it just wasn't working out, and she decided she was going to move out because she couldn't take it, and so she
moved back. Well, you didn't want it either.
Yes, but I was, one of us was going to end up leaving.
Right. Well, you could have left. Is that right?
No, I couldn't have left because my name's on the lease, and I just...
One, just a second. Mr. Moreno, what I don't understand, sir, is this. You understood that you couldn't be in a situation as a primary caretaker of your child when there was fighting, correct?
Yes.
So one of you was going to have to leave, either you, Miss Martin, or your kid, right? Your kid's only three.
Yeah, my son's not going
So home. That he wasn't going anywhere. So either Miss Martin had to leave or you had to leave.
You're right. Now, and I had called.
Did you tell Miss Martin that you would leave?
No.
Okay, then she had to leave.
Okay, and I had called my landlord and let him know. I said, we're going through some time for fighting a lot, and I guess she's getting ready to move out. And he said, well, she wants...
Don't tell me what he said.
Okay, well...
That's hearsay.
Okay, exactly. And he said she needed to call him to get his name...
What word? Don't... You can't tell me what he said. Didn't you understand?
Okay.
Mr. Moreno, I don't understand what you want in your counterclaim. If you weren't ready to move out with your son, and you knew you couldn't stay in this one-bedroom apartment with Miss Martin, that means she had to move out. You and your son have to live somewhere, right?
Yeah.
When the lease is up in a month and a half, where are you going to go?
No, I actually have my new lease that I signed with just my name on the lease.
Where are you going to go?
I'm not going anywhere.
So you're going to stay in the apartment?
Yes.
Great. And what rent do you pay now?
Now I pay $480 a month still.
And what are you going to pay in September of 2011?
$480.
So you're going to pay the same thing?
Yes.
Right? And you're staying in the apartment?
Yes.
That's great. Now, why don't you owe her $1,220 for the car loan?
Because she walked out on my lease.
Okay. You owe $1,220. Mr. Moreno, listen to me very carefully, sir. You suffered no damage. You weren't going anywhere.
Oh, I almost lost my place. I had to have my mom pay my bills for me so I wouldn't get thrown out of there.
Great.
And, you know, that helped both of our credits.
Listen to
me. Neither one of us had an eviction.
Are you trying to talk over me?
No.
That's not going to work.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. If you're old enough to have a kid, you're old enough so that your mother's not supposed to bail you out on a $400 a month apartment, sir. Do you understand?
Okay.
Right. You live in a $400 a month apartment with your son? Do you work?
Yes.
Do you pay the bills?
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to raise your son in a hostile environment. If you wanted to move out, you should have said, I'll move out. Mm-hmm. You said, I'm not going anywhere. So she had to move out. Your counterclaim's dismissed. You owe $1,220. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
I really appreciate her decision. Thank you.
She just wanted to fight and argue with me with my son because I was out of work.
We just couldn't live together.
And went into the hospital and I couldn't do much for myself and she didn't care or understand or anything like that.
Right after we moved in, he started getting nasty towards me and he just told me to get out.
She never lived by herself before and just too much stress.
I was ready to move in. That's a complete lie.
I told her every day, I'm not fighting with you around my son.
Just couldn't live together.
You can leave if you want to fight. we're not gonna do it.
He wouldn't talk to me or anything.
She'd even get more mad at me when I wouldn't talk to her.
Stay away from boys.
Live by myself, keep it me and my son.
Yep, justice has been served.